someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, winners and losers, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex, with a capital X. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an A, women?
Amen.
It's our last live Dr. Susie TV broadcast of 2020. Woo! Yes, indeed. As Baba Wawa might say, this was 2020. Yes, indeed. And oh, what a year it was, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. Yes, not what we expected when we actually did our first show of 2020. Well, you know what they say, hindsight is 2020. And I'm not sure if that means a happy Nudrier, but we shall see. Happy Nudrier, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. And speaking of looking to the rear, tonight on Dr. Susie TV, live from the little love church of the Bonobo Way in the little village of Bonoboville. Here I am, standing in the little village of Bonoboville here. Yes. I am the giantess of Bonoboville, the Christmas village. And tonight, it is the 2020 Susie Awards, honoring excellence in broadcast artistry and exhibitionism. For the 9th consecutive year, the DrSusanBlock.tv Awards, a.k.a. the Susies, recognize erotic performance and sexual intelligence and pro-sex politics and weapons of mass seduction. Yes, indeed. Celebrating the bonobo way of female empowerment, male well-being, eco-sexuality and sharing resources and peace through pleasure in all kinds of weather. And also paying tribute with love and humor and deep respect to those who work and play in the fields of peace and sexuality. So, here we are. Well before XBiz and the AVNs and the T's and the Oscars and the Critics' Choice and the Grammys and the Tonys and the Golden Globes trot out their awards. Well, the greatest sexuality show on earth is here to acknowledge the best and the worst of 2020. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an A women?
A women.
This award can also be used as a sex toy. So, our goal, as always, besides having a cum-ton of fun, is to advance the cause of sex education, research, despite draconian crackdowns on sexual speech by the internet and the government. And we also have the goal of inspiring better porn. Yes, indeed, with a more sex positive and sapiosexually stimulating aesthetic. Another goal of ours is to save the bonobos from extinction and support a more bonobo-esque ethos in the world. And speaking of ethos, our Bonoboville Ethics Committee has, since our inception, stipulated that DrSusie.tv staff members, no matter how deserving, and a lot of you are extremely deserving, but you are ineligible to receive Susie Awards. Even Chico, he's on staff. However, we have been raised, all of us, in the, you know, everybody gets an award kind of United States. We do, therefore, give a special DrSusie.tv staff award to our beloved staff. A kind of thank you for our service award. Otherwise, all awards are selected from guest appearances and products used on the 31 live broadcasts of the Dr. Susan Block Show in 2020. So, sit back, pour yourself a flute of champagne or agua and smoke a doobie where it's legal. Stay safe. But, you know, have fun. And root for your favorites. And start ringing in 2021 for happier, healthier, hornier times ahead. And enjoy this very special listicle of sexperts and sexbots and politicos and artists, exhibitionists, visionaries, revolutionaries, and hot babes and bitches, woo, and a few bastards who have appeared, been placed, mentioned, or parodied on DrSusie.tv. As is traditional for the Susies, we don't invite the winners to the show, or actually anyone. We don't invite anyone. So, you know, the corona apocalypse is no different. in that sense, though all are invited to tune in live as I announce the winners with the app assistance of my lovely assistant.
Hello.
Mariah. Let's have some applause for Mariah.
Hello.
And my other assistant, the canine one.
Chico, maybe you have fans.
Yes, he does have fans. People say, where's Chico? Now, here he is. Chico, give out an award to the best dog besides you. Actually, there was some great dogs on this show besides you. But, oh, he's going for it. No, you don't get that here. So, while some of our categories are very serious, many, by the way, are parodies. And there are some little booby prizes, aren't there, Chico? Yes, there are. And, yeah, but most are an honor. That's right. Though 2020 kind of sucked, we did do some great shows, great bedside chats, and as always, we had amazing guests. So, we are safety and ecology-minded here on the Suzy Awards, carefully placing a Glide vegan condom on the golden head of our Suzy statuette, which at optimal balance looks kind of like a latex halo. Mm-hmm. Or one of my hats, right? It's pretty nice. And Wings by Miguel McQueen. And so, without further ado, and with a fond farewell to last year's great 31 live shows, let the awarding begin. All right, so Chico, are you ready to read the first award? Here we go. The first award goes to an amazing person, because it is the most amazing of all the awards. It is, in a way, the award of awards, and we always give it to a different person every year. It's our most bonobo award, and it's in our category of bonobos, and our most bonobo award this year goes to a very beautiful gal. Yes, it's usually a gal that gets the most bonobo award. But this time, it's someone who was on the show for the first time. Very sexy, very pretty, very funny, very smart. She actually just did an interview with NBC about sex work and how it's being really debilitated by corporate overseering, as well as the government trying to stop sex trafficking. But it doesn't stop sex trafficking at all. All it does is hurt sex workers. And this guest gave a very good interview about that. And didn't she, Chico? Yeah. And she's very awesome, isn't she, Chico? And her name is Allie Awesome! Most bonobo! Yeah. Very good, Allie. And our most bonobo couple, that's the next award, even though we always give the most bonobo person award to someone different pretty much every year, not saying I won't change it one year, but we have given the most bonobo couple every year for, I think, 5 years, for Danielle Watts and Chef B Live. And they gave a very short appearance on my birthday show, but it was memorable. It was bonobo.
Yes. It kind of like my character in Django.
Oh, they disappeared.
Wow, look at that.
You guys are like magical tonight.
Yeah. It was sexy and very fantastical. Bonobo rainbows. Now I always give awards to the organizations that keep the bonobos alive. These organizations save the bonobos in the Congo. They're our closest cousins. They are another non-human animal. And they're like dogs in a way because they're very friendly. They're friendly to people. They're friendly to each other. They're friendly to strangers. They never kill each other in the wild or captivity. They make peace through pleasure. They empower the females, and they make the males feel good too. So for best bonobo conservation, Loliya Bonobo. Also for best bonobo conservation, Bonobo Conservation Initiative. Best bonobo promotion, The Bonobo Project. And then, of course, my last Go Bonobos Award, I will allow my sexy assistant Mariah to give us that award.
This is the staff award, and it is going to Dr. Susie TV staff. So that's all of us, and it's well earned.
Aren't we awesome?
Woo! Very well earned.
We are. All right, so now bonobo politics. Most bonobo protester. This is a very important award this year because, of course, we had all these fantastic Black Lives Matter protests. Hey, you're back. Okay, come on up here. Come on. Oh, look at that. He did get up. You
Chico,
good boy.
Good job, Chico.
Chico, good boy. Here. Let me give you something. Here, shake hands. Shake my hand. Come on. Give me your paw. Give me your paw. Oh, yeah. Very good, little gentleman. Okay. Here we go. My co-host. I have two co-hosts tonight, Mariah and Chico. So,
Chico's cuter.
Bonobo politics, that could be the source of another contest. Most bonobo protester, Naked Athena. Whoa, looking so spectacular as she protested in Portland and really made her point about the vulnerability of the human naked body and our naked need for an end to police brutality, especially against people of color, but against all of us. Naked Athena, thank you. Most bonobo politician. Who do you think? Of course, my girl. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And no, these two weren't on the show. We just talked about them. And of course, most bonobo political campaign. My guy, I'm a Bernie babe. Mm-hmm. Bernie Sanders. Most bonobo journalist. This one's particularly important because this particular journalist is right now languishing in Belmarsh Prison, one of the worst prisons in the UK. And he needs to be pardoned. Trumpster, if you can pardon all those war criminals. This is an award for someone who's suffering, and good journalism sometimes entails some suffering. And yet, it's enough already. This guy is a journalist, he's a publisher. He needs to be pardoned. And yes, his name is Julian Assange. Julian Assange has been persecuted for too long. He's not even an American citizen. And he is a publisher. And he is a journalist. And many other publishers and journalists have used his work. And they are not incarcerated. He is... If he stays incarcerated much longer, he could die. So we got to release him. We should also pardon Chelsea Manning and Edward Snowden, two great American patriots. And I feel that, there's some hope I mean, right now, this is the last show of 2020. Donald Trump has pardoned all kinds of war criminals. He has pardoned other types of, you know, just political criminals, what I call oligarch philaters, people who give cuckolding a bad name, like Paul Manafort and Roger Stone. So he's obviously given out the pardons. Pardon Julian Assange now. It is important to our freedom of speech and to your ability to tweet. Do it. It could, you know, I'm not going to say it's going to save your legacy, okay? Nothing can. But it would help. It would help. And I'd be grateful. Okay. So, best Liz Warren porn double. Guess who? Well, we've only had one Liz Warren porn double. But she was amazing. And she always wins best cougar. And since, you know, we want something different for her, we're giving her best Liz Warren porn double. And it's for Sally Mullins.
American spirit.
That she's going to take it for America. That's right. She's gonna take it in the ass, up the ass, jizz in Liz. Can I pull this down?
Sure.
Yeah?
You can okay. Do it's your show.
It's my show.
You're a wow. Female producer, I respect.
Whoa, then I think this is gonna we look at
oh,
this
no,
ass. I mean 70 or 51 or 22. This is an amazing ass, right? Yeah. Mm. Woo! Nice.
Okay, I'm gonna let you read the next one because you arranged for her to be on.
All right, this goes to the best sex worker activist, also well earned. This goes to Alice Bang.
Bang, bang, baby.
She was on our Thanksgiving episode.
Yeah. And I hope she does well, you know. Best socialist sex worker, Merrick DeVille. Amazing gal who's been on the front lines of protests and very sexy. And we met through something she tweeted about female ejaculation to try to educate Ben Shapiro when he couldn't figure out why, you know, WAP, a wet ass P word, as he called it. I'm not sure why ass is spelled out. Why isn't it a wet A word, P word? But anyway, a wet ass pussy, Ben. So she tried to explain to him what female ejaculation is all about so he wouldn't think that we wet ass pussy girls have some kind of gynecological problem. Love you, Cardi B. You should be on my show and win an award. Most bonobo political activist. Getting this award for, I think, the fifth time, a lot of times, but he deserves it. He works so hard. He's got a lot of hardship in his life, too. He's got relatives that are ill that he's taking care of, but he's always out there on the front lines against the Trumpists and for Black Lives Matter and for LGBTQ rights and just part of the peace through pleasure movement. He submitted me for Secretary of State like 20 times, but I don't know. Biden hasn't bitten. But we appreciate you, Chris. Yes, you won it again. Yeah, baby. Woo. Most bonobo political activist, Chris Gagliardi. Woo. Okay. Sexiest political art. Wow, this guy's amazing. And we've displayed his art here in the gallery. We love him. We put his art on the journal all the time. He's just an amazing artist and a political artist. Never Was is the name of his company, his brand, and his name is Scott Seidman. Thank you, Scott.
Ooh.
Okay, now winning this for like, I think maybe the sixth time, I don't know. funniest fundamentalist refugee. He won it again because, yeah, he was on our first show of the Corona Apocalypse. Loser's a winner. Here's to you, Mr. Twersky. Woo. You won it again. Funniest fundamentalist refugee. And he did give us a very interesting report on the Hasidic Jewish community's difficulties dealing with the Corona Apocalypse, as all religious communities have a lot of difficulty dealing with the Corona Apocalypse, as we all do, but I think religious communities maybe a little more. Okay. Best Trump pee pad art. Here we go. It's right here. And hopefully we're going to be retiring it this year. Yes, we are. It's something we need to retire. And yet we do want to honor Jeffrey Valance for his fabulous Trump pee pad art, because, you know, this loser is bound to have an accident. So, sexiest journalism. I can't say I'm not a little prejudiced here, but I do think it is the sexiest journalism. It's the most diverse, progressive journalism. And not just because they publish my stuff, but also a lot of other great people like Nick Pemberton and Nikki Reed, and of course, Jeff St. Clair and Josh Frank. So we're very proud and honored to often be picked up by Counterpunch, sexiest journalism. And our last of the Bonobo Politics Awards is going to the bottom of the barrel. That's right, the sorest loser. And, I mean, I'm not the only one to call him that, but I am the only one to give him the Susie Award Booby Prize for sorest loser. I mean, really, it would be funny, except people are dying while he's
golfing,
right, Captain Max? While he's golfing and while he's complaining about an election that he lost, and his latest complaint is that Melania didn't get on the cover of Vogue. Oh. So, I should give her an award for best Stepford wife or something. Anyway, yeah. So, our next category is porn for the people. But before we open this category, we're going to open a Christmas present that we received just before Christmas. And so, you know, we're going to open it. It says don't open until Christmas. But I'm supposed to read this ASAP. It's to Dr. Susie and Captain Max. Captain Max?
Yes.
Do you want to come out and see this?
See it.
Let's see. This is a big present. This is, I mean, if you're a size queen when it comes to Christmas presents, this is it. What could it be? A sex toy? Oh. Is it a person? Somebody wrapped this really good. Whoa. Here we go. Oh, there's a bag. There's two bags. This is quite the present. Oh my God! It's a bonobo! Oh gosh. She's blonde, but she also has a hat.
Her hat's, her hair is off.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, those are awesome.
Look at these. Oh my God, yours is a captain. And he's got quite the dicky poo there. Yeah. It's just a dildo. But yeah, it's pretty amazing. Wow. That's a big one.
Anatomically correct.
Hi. Aww. Oh yeah, and she's anatomically correct too.
So
they can get together. Wow. Okay, let's put them over here with me. And it's from Dragon Steel. Wow, Dragon Steel, thank you so much. These are amazing. Oh, look at them.
So awesome, oh my God. I love them.
The captain and the doctor.
Nailed it.
Wow, this is a lot of work went into these. I don't think they mass manufacture these things.
All the details.
Amazing, you guys. Wow.
He lost his pants. Where's his pants?
Oh, pants. I don't think he has pants. She doesn't have pants either. Look at her.
They're ready to go.
He has pants. They're in the bag, in the box I just saw.
Wow.
Leave. I don't know.
That looks like one of those vulva cookies. Thank you again, Dragon Steel, for a beautiful Christmas present. Really, I think I'd have to say this is our best Christmas present. I mean, we got these great little toilet lights, but these might be a little better than the toilet lights. All right. I think it's appropriate that these very... kind of explicit bonobos are here to help me give out awards for the Porn for the People category. Yeah, baby. So, Porn for the People. Well, we have had so many great porn stars on this show. Yes, even in the coronapocalypse, we have had some great porn stars. Whoa. And so, most Olympic porn star, Verona Vandeleur. Actually, that award is for most Olympian porn star, Verona Vandeleur. And she really is a great award-winning gymnast, almost made it to the Olympics. And she's a porn star.
Wow. And
by the way, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, it's her birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Here's a present for you, Verona Vandeleur, most Olympian porn star. They should have that category on, you know, AVN, XBiz, how about it? Next, most authentic porn star. And by authentic, well, you just have to watch the show and you'll see what I mean. She's very down to earth and loves porn, loves progressive causes like Black Lives Matter. Loves just sexing it up. She's a sex bot, and her name is Bianca Burke, most authentic porn star. And it's been a trying time, 2020, the coronapocalypse, testing our spiritual fortitude. And so we have a special category this year for most spiritual porn legend. And it can only be one. And that is the great, the powerful, the pleasure-giving, the beautiful Hypatia Lee. Check her out. And now, if you are tuned in to the DrSusie.tv version of this special awards show, then you can see some special clips that we're not able to show, at least not uncensored, on YouTube. And I don't think we can even show this one censored because it's just too sexy. And you're laughing. I'll let you read it.
All right. I think this is also well earned. This is a best motor bunny squirt, which is really well earned. This goes to Juicy May.
Yay, Juicy May. And yes, Juicy May has earned a Susie Award for best squirt, best female ejaculation in the past. And she has won most bonobo. She is just an amazing gal.
And here she is, riding that bunny, Juicy May. Oh, yeah. Juicy May.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there she goes. There she goes.
She's squirting. Oh, she's totally squirting.
All over jocks.
All over jocks.
Jocks are so excited.
Good. Let's have a hand.
Man,
for
jocks
the
are
Juicy May.
She's in the Lubricalia episode, if you want to check it out.
Oh, and you watched that one.
Yes, I just saw it.
Isn't that amazing?
That's why I know that she deserves this award.
Those episodes were done in the days before the corona apocalypse. I mean, it was just kind of unfolding, but we didn't know it was going to get like this. And so we were all together. We were slobbering all over each other, hugging, kissing, fingering, you know, face fucking, all of it. Yeah, baby. So check it out. The Lubricalia episode, Lubricalia 2020, featuring many hot guests, but especially Juicy May, who squirts all over the motor bunny. So, most musical porn star, also from the days when we were gathering together, Lucky Star. She's so adorable. We love Lucky Star. Hottest MILF. This was a really tough one, I have to say. We have had so many hot MILFs on this show, and this year has been no exception. Lots of hot MILFs. I struggled to figure out who to give this to. But I decided on Brianna Brooks. Ooh. Brianna's been in our show several times, including in the Corona Apocalypse on our Masturbation Month kickoff show with Ali Awesome. In fact, the two of them did the most amazing scene in which Brianna, her sound wasn't working, but she was so into masturbating. And she masturbated up a storm with her Hitachi magic wand. I think it was a Hitachi. And just came all over the place. But you couldn't hear her. So Ali Awesome did the soundtrack. I mean, she kind of just made it up. But it sounded real. I mean, she knows what she's doing. And she knows those sounds of sex, baby. Oral sex. That's A-U-R-A-L. She nailed it. Anyway, they both nailed it, and that's why they get these two very prestigious awards, Hottest MILF for Brianna Brooks and Most Bonobo for Ali Awesome. And Hottest GILF, yes, first time we have this category. Amazing, and we actually had a little competition for this category too, we really did. But I decided to give it to Rita Daniels, Hot GILF, oh yeah, baby. And she is on our Valentine's, pre-Valentine's show, right before Lupercalia. And you should watch her to see what I mean by the hottest GILF of 2020. Now, we have another GILF category, hottest GILF bodybuilder. And she's a very hot GILF, and I feel like because she was on a show with a lot of people, maybe we didn't get to see enough of her, but I've really enjoyed, you know, a little bit of communication on Twitter, and really, really great gal, great guest, Azure D.
Yeah.
Hottest guilt bodybuilder. Now, the next category was also rather difficult. Cutest cam starlet. We have so many cute cam starlets on this show. But I had to give it to Vanessa Vixen. Yeah. And best porno comeback. We've had a few of those, really, on this show. But I gotta give it up to the best porno comeback. And I'd like to spell it C-U-M, but then I think I'm censored by certain platforms. So sometimes I have to spell it C-O-M-E. But in any case, however you spell it, the winner is Kelly Richards. Yeah. Now, this next category is one of those where, yeah, there isn't a lot of competition. There's only one person who does this. But she really deserves, like, all the awards in a way. But I wanted to give her this award because it's kind of unusual. And I appreciate what she's doing. As a fellow blasphemer, yes, it is best hijab porn. That's right. She does have porn in the hijab and even more amazing in the niqab. But most people know the word hijab, so that's why we give her the award for best hijab porn. And that is Lil Miss Arab, L-I-L. She is so adorable. Very, very engaging. Check her out. For more than just hijab porn. Although, if hijab porn is your thing, she's your gal. Now, I have like three different booby awards. Now, these are not the booby prizes. Trump already got that. No, these are awards for boobs because we've had some really amazing boobs on this show, especially on our bedside chats because, you know, we really can't see the rest of you too easily. So a lot of boobs. So, okay, first of all, you've heard of Greatest Hits. Well, this is Greatest Tits, and, oh, I should have you read it, because, yeah, you arranged for her.
All right, Greatest Tits goes to Victoria J. Woo!
Now, we should explain, not only does she have beautiful breasts, but she decorated them in such a way as to just delight our imagination, our desire, and she had, you know, her harness,
yes,
and then the Christmas lights. So, you know, to say she was like a Christmas tree kind of sounds schlocky, but she was like just an ornament, I guess, but so beautiful, so sweet, and could win a lot of awards, but
yes,
we'll give her that. Now we have Best Nipples. I've never given an award for nipples, but these were exceptional nipples. I don't know if y'all remember these nipples, but very exceptional. On our second show of the Corona Apocalypse, second bedside chat, Lola Faye. Such nice nipples. They are shaped like hearts. Heart-shaped nipples. I don't think she was born like that. I think they're kind of a tattoo.
Ooh, now we've seen both. Oh.
Oh, wow.
How do you describe them?
They're heart
tattoos, right?
Oh, let me see again. Can I see again?
Heart. Oh, so cute.
Oh, and they have kind of a, what is that, a tattoo?
Yeah, a tattoo. It's heart tattoo.
Wow. Oh, that is so beautiful. And what's that tattoo in between, though? Can I see that?
It's a lotus flower.
Oh, wow.
Oh, can we see the hearts with the lotus? Oh, that is so beautiful.
This is the last boob award. Not booby, but boob. Best lactation. And I have to admit, it's our only lactation. But because it's so amazing, we're also showing a clip to you of our fantastic lactating Susie Award winner, and that is Bunny of Bunny and
nice
the Dude.
Big nipple and
yeah, big firm, big breasts.
Oh, wow.
I think the baby can hear her because she's
wow. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I see the milk coming out of the nipple like a, like a mom.
Like a mom.
What size are they?
I think I might be a 36G.
Wow, 36G. Well, definitely, definitely mama boobs for there. Yes, definitely.
And I want to give a shout out to the dude because the dude is great too. But yeah, Bunny gets that award. You weren't lactating, man, but you were good. And I could give you another award for hairy something, but they're very hairy. They're into the whole natural look. But I think best lactation does it. So now we go to another body part. Speaking of a happy nude rear. Best ass communion. And this goes to one of our most bonobo winners. But this year she wins best ass communion because she did communion with her ass on a bedside chat. Riley Rays. Best strip club pivot in the coronapocalypse. Okay. And by that, we just mean that, you know, the coronapocalypse are our leaders. I mean, look at them. They can't even cut a tiny pencil dick size check for us at this time when they're all making so much money. And yeah, they have not provided for sex workers. They have not provided for strip clubs at all. And at this point, well, it was like bedside chat 2 or 3 or 4. And we had some guests on who took that challenge and met it well. And that is Boober Eats of Lucky Devil Lounge.
Yeah.
And we did have the whole group of them on the show wearing masks, and it was very cool. Now we go to our next category, which is kink, fetish, and BDSM. So, the first award goes to best kink community leader, Mistress Cyan of DomCon, of course. And also interviewed me on her show, In the Spotlight, but also we had her on the show, and she was fantastic. And speaking of that show that we had, Mistress Cyan on, we had another couple of guests on that show, and one of them is the winner of the most spiritual femdom, and that is Madame Marguerite.
Ooh, yay. Love
one
Madame
of
Marguerite.
My favorite people in the world.
She's so awesome.
I love Madame Marguerite, and you love Madame Marguerite. We love Madame Marguerite.
We do.
And actually, she has won the award for Best Animal Play Monarch for several years. And in fact, she helped to invent the name of that award, because that's what she calls herself, and I was inspired to create that award based on Madame Marguerite. But really, in 2020, I don't think we did a lot of animal play, so I decided to give her this other award. I thought she could use a different award, and she is so knowledgeable and serious and yet playful about religion and kink, you know? Christianity, Judaism, Islam, probably Hinduism too, and Buddhism, but certainly very, very spiritual. And always with a lot of love, Madame Marguerite, most spiritual femdom. And winning for the upteenth time, most dazzling dom, the fabulous femdom who gave me my dazzling fiber optic whip. And of course, I'm talking about Goddess Phoenix. And Goddess Phoenix was quite dazzling all along the red carpet as we did DomCon virtual this year. This is another award that she gets every year, and she deserves it every year, and it's a very important award. Most well-rounded kinkster, and we mean that mentally, physically, and spiritually, right? And of course, it goes to the sapiosexual, highly edumacated, and very voluptuous, all-natural MILF, Rhiannon Ahrens.
Woo! Love her.
And guess what? Somebody won another award because she's just so dazzling. And we had to give her an award for steamiest setting because, of course, it's not easy to create an exciting setting in the Zoom world. And we've had a few pretty cool ones, but the best was definitely Goddess Phoenix in the bubble bath. And we've got a clip of that for you.
Maybe something.
She looks like Marilyn Monroe. So,
oh, yes. Very, very Marilyn-y.
She's so classy.
Yeah, blow bubbles at us.
Dowdy.
Okay. Oh, and look at that. The foot for the foot fetishes.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Nice feet.
Now, this is an award that's very special. Most coronapocalyptic fetish. You know what that is, of course. Gas mask girl! Yeah, when we first had Gas Mask Girl on the show in 2016, we said everybody's going to be wearing masks. Little did we know it would be because of the coronavirus. I mean, I kind of thought it would be because of pollution. But I did nail it that everybody would be wearing masks. I just didn't know why. But in a way, you know, these viruses, they're a form of pollution. They are. They're the debris of the Anthropocene. So congratulations, Gas Mask Girl, most corona-apocalyptic fetish. Now here's another one that's kind of related. Best medical fantasy. And that would be Violet Cox. Violet did tell us all about her fun little medical fetish fantasy that she's having since the coronapocalypse began. And interesting, she is also often featured with Gas Mask Girl, who met her through the Dr. Susan Block Show.
That's cool.
Yeah. We aim to introduce you. Hottest femdom duo? Well, they are just amazing. If you like one femdom, double your pleasure, double your fun. King Lexa and Lilith Cat. Now, here's another one for a very sexy mistress who could have won a lot of awards, but because, you know, we don't want to give too many to too many, I decided she gets a kind of exalted award for classiest mistress. You know, it's one of those ineffable things, class, hard to learn, and has nothing to do with your wealth, you know, your financial wealth, Money can't buy you class, baby. But this gal has class, and she is Mistress Courtney. Yes.
All right.
And the next award is for hottest whipping. And I did use this whip to whip her, and she received this whipping very well. She's given whippings on our show before, on Spanksgiving, as a matter of fact. But this time, she was the recipient of my whip, and she received it just so beautifully, so well. She's like a model. In fact, she is a model, and she's also a switch, and she is Erica. Now, I can't pronounce her last name, but it's R-I-J-K-Z. And she's amazing. And she was on our Chinese New Year show.
That was a good episode.
Yeah, you saw that.
Yeah, it was really good. I liked it.
And we were talking about the coronavirus. We were nervous about it.
Mm-hmm. It was
but
new.
We just didn't know how bad it would be. We didn't. But it's interesting to watch. Yeah, interesting to go back in time. Okay, so next award is for sexiest switch. And we've had a lot of sexy switches. I mean, honestly, Erica could have won that. But this one is a super sexy switch. She is an amazing bottom, and usually only bottoms to Mistress Cyan. And she tops so beautifully and has such a great sense of humor and is so adorable. And she is Lady Remedy Ann. Now, this mistress is also pretty classy, but I decided to give her another award because she deserves it. She is the best extreme fetish femdom. And that is Mistress Bliss. She's quite something, gorgeous, and just into some hardcore stuff, folks. I mean, I don't even know if I should list these things. I think you should just check out the show, Mistress Bliss, on drsusie.tv, and you will see and hear about some of these extreme fetishes. Most stylish dom. This is another one of those ineffable kind of categories. And I'm very happy to give this award to the very stylish and beautiful Mistress Amrita. I especially like the scene of her riding one of her clients like a horsey. This is an interesting award, but it's for a really cool lady, a really cool femdom, kind of new to the scene, at least new to DomCon. She just started coming to DomCon, and she was on my show for the first time. Best Vacation Domination. And, you know, a lot of people do vacation domination, but she does it in Hawaii, and she is called One Random Lady. And that could be pronounced One Random Lady.
That's pretty good.
The most sapiosexual sadist. Wow, that's a lot of S's. Very alliterative. But a very important award. Hi, Chico. And it is for Madame Mina de Saad Fatal. An amazing, amazing mistress who I've celebrated Hot Wax Hanukkah with. She joined us for my birthday. We talked about sadism and how to enjoy it consensually, as opposed to, you know, some people who let out their sadistic desires in very non-consensual ways, whether they are civilians or police officers or soldiers. No. Your sadism, and we all have a little of it, and some of us have a lot, needs to be let out in a consensual way. And you can learn a lot about that from Madame de Sade. Funniest fetish. Mia, the fart queen, Valencia. Well, I guess you know what her fetish is. Right. Funniest femdom, Miss Mei Ling. Watch her play the gong with dildos and you'll see what I mean. Next category. Arts and media. And so, some interesting guests in this category. Sexiest author. Now, we've had a lot of authors on this show, and a lot of them are very sexy. So, you know, it was tough. But I had to give it to my fellow Counterpunch writer and the author of an amazing new book about the Me Too movement, and that is Joanne Wypijewski. Now, here's another literary category. Most sapiosexual editor, David Steinberg. Okay, here's another author, but he's also a porn star. This guy is so versatile, it's amazing. And he is an amazing guest. And he won the award for Best Raconteur. That's storyteller, in case, you know, you're not French.
All right, this goes to Howie Gordon, a.k.a. Richard Pacheco. He was just on our Hanukkah Christmas episode.
Yes, he was. He helped me to sing the Hanukkah prayers. And, you know, he talked about his book, Hindsight, which is very appropriate for an end-of-the-year show. But more than that, he's just a fun storyteller. And not just fun, but stories that make you think, mm-hmm. stories that make you feel,
yeah.
and stories that are definitely very sex positive and love positive. So we appreciate you, Howie Gordon.
Yay, Howie.
AKA the ghost of Richard Pacheco. All right, sexiest stand-up comic. We've had a few stand-up comics, and you know, they're all sexy. But this one, you know, she kind of stood out. And she's a kooky cooker. Lady Erica Dawson. Yes.
Ooh.
And now we have a very special award. I actually came up with this award for this very special guest who really kind of defies categories, and it's an award for cutest elf. And you might think that that's because of the holidays, but it's not. It's because she really is an elf, and she comes from a family of elves, actually. And the winner of cutest elf is Mika Spielberg. You won a Susie Award. Next, it's an Oscar. Go for it. Maybe an AVN Award. Mika, such a beautiful, sweet, and very engaging young lady. And elfin. Cutest elf. Okay. Best of Bollywood. Well, you know, she's actually our only guest from Bollywood. But she's so amazing and so engaging, and I really want to have her back. And I love Bollywood, and I think she is one of the best. And her name is Nayana Kedkar. Sexy Nayana. Nowadays, you can't watch any porn anyway. They're like closing down Pornhub, half of Pornhub. They're so restrictive on all the platforms. So, hey, fap out on Bollywood, baby. It's fun. So, I'm also giving an award for best hairstylist to my hairstylist, Mark Brown. Thank you, Mark. You did my hair in the beginning of the year, and it's stayed blonde and, you know, hasn't fallen out. In fact, it's grown like cousin it. So, you know, you did a great job. And even the roots don't show too bad, right? So you did a great job, Mark Brown. I will see you again someday, Mark. Tell you, this corona apocalypse is making us more and more like bonobos, or at least just as hairy. All right, so best immersive theater. Well, we only had one immersive theater show with two guests, and they are both from the Intramersive Media Group, and they both get the award for best immersive theater.
Ooh. All right, this is a good show so far, guys. I hope you guys are enjoying it at home. Okay. Don't forget to tune in for the uncensored version at drsusie.tv.
Oh, yes. Ooh. You know, they got to invent a mask where you can just stick a straw in.
Oh, I've seen them, actually. There's a little flap you lift up, and there's a hole for your straw.
Yeah, I want one. Yeah. How about a hole for somebody's tongue?
Perfect. You just invented something.
I think that would go against the whole idea of the mask. But here we go. What are we up to now? Oh, sexiest dancer. Ooh. Amber Mercedes. Yay. Oh, AKA Amber the Dancer. And best stripper rap. Okay. She's actually our only stripper rapper this time. Usually Ikor wins an award for best rapper, but he wasn't on the show this year. We love you, Ikor, anyway, but the best stripper rap award goes to Brianna Blair. A.K.A. Bay Charles, because, she's also blind. But, you know, that's not why she won the award. You notice she didn't win an award for, like, best blind stripper or something like that. She won the award for best stripper rap because she's a very good rapper and a cute gal. And, we wish the best for her. So, the award for sexiest hula hoopist. We've had quite a few hula hoopists on this show, but this year the award goes to Catnip Biscuit. Woo! And around and around and around she goes. Where she stops, nobody knows. And most artistic sex therapist. This one goes to one of ours, I have to admit, but she's not really on drsusie.tv staff. She is one of our Dr. Susan Block Institute therapists, but that's not the same thing. So we are very happy to give an award to Marina Svetlozarova.
Marina, righty.
And she makes beautiful vulva art. She makes other kinds of sexy art. And she's a great sex therapist. So,
Hear, hear.
Hear, hear. Most artistic sex therapist, ooh. Marina Svetlozarova. And she also has some great nudes that you can see on that show. Most angelic artist. Woo. This one is for a real angel. She flies through the skies for our pleasure and delight. And her name is Crystal Taylor. Yay. Amazing.
Nice.
So, flying is a symbol of sex, so says Freud. When you dream of flying, you're horny. Right. Hottest stuff. Okay. So these are some objects. You know, the first one goes to a good friend of the Institute that we miss a whole hell of a lot. And he created my finger floggers that I wear on practically every show. And just because I kind of think he'd like to hear another female voice other than mine reciting his name, why don't you read out the winner of Best Leather?
All right, I'm a very big fan because I love those ring floggers. This goes to Jux Leather.
Yes, indeed, and that would be Jux Lee of Jux Leather. That's right.
I love it. Big fan, big fan.
Big fan. You hear that, Jux? She might want one of these. All right. Okay, so we have other toys here that are most deserving, and here is the best sex educational puppet. And that is our wondrous vulva puppet.
That is awesome.
By Dory Lane. And we've had this wondrous vulva puppet, actually I think this one, for over 20 years. We have a few of them and we love them. They're just so much fun. Best condoms. Oop, where did, oh no, yes. See, this is my award. My award that was given to me by Prince Maximilian. Best person ever.
Aww, love that.
None of this world's greatest person. We have to go from prehistoric times into the future. Okay, for my award. But anyway, thank you, Max.
Hi.
How did I win this award?
Because you're the best person ever.
That's right. Thank you, my prince. You're my best person ever. I love you.
Okay.
Okay. Since we're married, it doesn't need to have a condom
very
on its head.
Here.
Okay. So, best condoms, though, Glide American Vegan Condoms. And, of course, that's what's on the head of our Susie Award. Hottest sex machine, the Motor Bunny. Best classic sex machine, the Sibian.
Ooh.
Most orgasmic sex toy, Hitachi Magic Wand. And best alien dildos. We've had a lot of fun with them. Bad Dragon.
Ooh.
And, of course, our final category is for the most sacred dildos. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters. And symbolizing the most sacred dildo of them all, the Baby Jesus Butt Plug by Divine Interventions.
Ooh.
We love you, Divine Interventions. You have brought us so much blasphemous joy. When it's Easter, we'll handle the Jesus jackhammer. Okay, so that is our awards. Woohoo! And we are very excited to close out a great year. And we want to thank all the winners. Mm-hmm. And we want to console the losers, although some of the losers are winners, like Loser Twersky and, of course, Thesaurus Loser, the Trumpist, who hopefully will be gone very soon, and so we won't have to give him any more awards. But
the Secret Service said that they were going to get Ivanka to help them remove him.
Yes, that's one of their plans, yeah. Is that Ivanka would be the...
And he'll be a trespassing.
Yes, she will be the governess, the nursemaid, right. So to speak. Right. Mm. Well, we'll see. We never know. I mean, you know, things just are changing every moment. But one thing we do know is that we will go bonobos in 2021. And we hope you go bonobos with us. Because, you know, we did a great thing getting the big Mango Mussolini out of there. And he's not quite out of there, but I have faith that he's going. But we have a lot of work to do to help people and get healthy and honor being horny. And stop this nonsense of harming sex workers in the name of stopping sex trafficking when you're not really stopping sex trafficking at all. You're just harming sex workers and posturing for the religious right. But we have honored many sex positive, erotic, and political people tonight. And we hope you check out their work on the Dr. Susan Block Show, as well as their OnlyFans or their books or whatever they have. And we want you to be good. Here's my bonobos. Look at these guys. Thank you, Dragon Steel.
They're beautiful.
For giving me these two guys. I want to get in between them now. I want a threesome, you know.
I'm so
deprived of... You know, basically just hugging and touching and other bonobo things. And now it's nice to get right in the middle of these guys. And, you know, just tell you how much I love you. And how much I... honor you. And I wish I could get every one of you an award for just being here and just being part of the Dr. Susan Block Show, Bonoboville, Bonobo Way family. So be good, be happy, celebrate! Woo. But stay safe. Try not to hurt anyone. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. Even if that someone is you, I love you.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.